Welcome back to episode 9 of our study in 1 Corinthians. My name is Lena. It is great to be back with you. We have just a few verses to go over today, but a little bit challenging. So let's get right to it. We're in a study called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. And today's teaching I've called Us Versus Them. And while that sounds divisive, it is not meant to be. I just want to bring out some of the things that God is speaking to us through his word. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, these words: "The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Us versus them. Number one is this, very simply put: the truth is that there is a difference between us and them. Now, remember the context. Paul's writing to a church that lives in a worldly culture, so much so that a verb was made from the name of the city to Corinthianize was meant to represent gross immorality and drunken debauchery, because that's what happened in that city. And instead of sticking out in that culture, the church had become more and more like that culture. And Paul is reminding them that there's a difference between the natural person and the spiritually discerned. So when we're born, we're all born naturally lost from God. Because of Adam's sin, we are born into sin. And a good place to spend some time and reading about this is Romans chapter 5. In fact, the entire book of Romans. But Romans chapter 5, we'll talk about that quite a bit. And so we're born separate from God. We are condemned already. John 3:17, not 16 is the famous verse. 17 talks about how when we're born condemned already. We're on a road that is wide and leading to destruction. And then God, because he's rich in mercy, opens our eyes to his goodness in sending Jesus. He comes into earth in the form of man and dies for us. He lives a perfect life and dies for us on the cross, and then is raised from the dead 3 days later. And through his death and payment of our sin on the cross, we have salvation. But humans are offered this gift of salvation, and it is up to every one of us to receive it. And some people will receive it and others will not. Today you have a chance to receive it. Now, the minute you receive it, you stop being natural, you become spiritual. So now you understand, according to these verses that we read in 1 Corinthians, that there are some things that you understand. There's a difference between you and them. If you're living in a world that is lost, you don't think like the world. You ought to think differently. But we've become so numb and so unknowing of God's word. Many of you have received Christ, you've never been taught these things, so you think, man, there's no other way to live. And so you're spiritually discerned, but you don't understand what that means. And you're not in God's word, and you don't see that you have power and victory over certain sins. Now, you might feel guilty. They say the most miserable Christian is the Christian who continues in sin, because the Spirit of God is convicting you now of the sin in your life, and there is a better way to live. So God is the one who differentiates his children from the world. He talks about adopting those who receive him into his family. It is not some haughty thing that Christians have come up with. It is an offer for everybody, but the minute you receive him, you become adopted into God's family. There is a difference between you and them. God has invited everyone into his kingdom and family. God is the one who transforms our minds and hearts unto salvation, but it is his plan, not ours. Any church that acts like we are better than them is missing it. But there is a difference. That doesn't change the fact that there is a difference between us and them. Number two, the problem between us and them is that we can understand God's ways and they cannot. All right? You can't blame the world for acting like the world. That's who they are. That's their way of thinking is different, because they haven't had the Spirit of God bringing their souls to life. And instead of being self-righteous and instead of condemning them, it should move you to compassion, to share Christ with them. And that is what we used to be. Later in Corinthians, we're going to see Paul talks about sinners, and he says, this is what we were, but we were washed, we were cleansed, we were sanctified. And so we are no better than them. We've just received God's gift. And I pray that God will use every one of us listening to this teaching to be the instrument that God uses to bring salvation to those in our lives. So because his Spirit is in us, we can understand God's character and his ways. Not only understand them, but we can submit to God and his ways. That's a hard pill to swallow. We're going to study some things in 1 Corinthians that are hard. And some of them we won't want to hear. And we're going to be like, no, why can't we do it a different way? But it is God's Spirit who will soften our hearts and bring us to a place of submission. So I pray that God will already be preparing our hearts for that. Because his Spirit is in us, we must spend time in his word in order to know him and his ways. Many of you, if you come to Christ and have never studied any of his word before, a lot of these concepts might be foreign to you. That is why we take the time to go through book of the Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, because we've got to know God's ways. And the only way to do it is through his word. So the problem between us and the world is that we can understand God's ways and they cannot. So you cannot blame them for the way, the conclusions that they reach, but you've got to love them the way that Christ loved us. Number three, the difference between us and them is that we are free while they are in bondage. I think that is the hardest, you know, truth to wrap your mind around. You are living day in, day out. We are living day in, day out, no matter where you are listening to this, with people who are in bondage. Bondage to sin, bondage to lies, bondage to darkness. Christ in us is the reason we are free. We're no better than anybody else. We are the recipients of grace. We are free because of what he's done for us. Christ in us, we have the mind of Christ. Christ in us proves that we've already been judged and found complete in him. But Christ in us is a daily battle of our will. Every morning we wake up and decide, who's going to live my life today? Am I going to live for self, or is Christ going to live in me? This podcast is a reminder to you that you have the mind of Christ. That ought to make a difference to you today. And if it does, you will declare, like so many others have, that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian and a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you know that. I hope you're living that. And I hope you're sharing that with love and compassion to those who are around you. I love you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.